On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Jesse, they almost, they had me playing without the controller plugged in for a second. I didn't have this part plugged in.
Oh, you couldn't hear anything?
So, yeah, so you got the talking. I was like, wait, we back on? Didn't nobody tell me? Almost had me doing the radio show without the controller plugged in.
Oh, man. The amount of times we've done that to you is...
it wasn't even on air.
Jesse.
I was doing a rock impression. Wasn't even on air.
You step out, Jesse goes, hey, I'm going to tell him we're back. We're not going to be back. Just let him get this stupid impression out. Let's get Leezy in here, man. 916-909-1320. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, D-Lo, Casey, Jesse, happy Friday. I'm
yes,
ready
sir.
For Dollar Sign tonight. Let's go.
Yes, yeah, man, sir. It's going to be a good time tonight. Good time tonight. Ty Dollar Sign, G-Easy, Jacquees.
Yeah, it's going down, guys. But, hey, I was just calling in with some basketball talk. Hey, it's rumor season. I'm not going to pull a TC. This is not my trade, but I was just curious what you guys think about maybe if the Kings, where they do a trade, if they worked with the Pistons. There's rumor out there, you know, you get Tobias Harris, eat up his contract. I know he's not that great. Maybe get a pick and maybe Ivy. And you can also send back Dennis Schroeder since he did good there. Just curious what you guys would think about some of the rumors that are out there and potential teams.
Leezy, whose contract did you say to eat up?
Okay, so I'll go slow. I know I'm talking fast. So the Kings would send out Domantas Sabonis, maybe Schroeder, because he did good with Detroit.
Uh-huh.
To get back Tobias Harris and eat up
oh,
that money.
Oh, got you. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then potentially a pick and maybe Jaden Ivey. But remember, Jaden didn't want to be here last time, but could be different now.
I guess the only question I'd have would be why? Detroit's 10-2.
Yeah, best team in the East right
what
now.
Am I going to do that for?
Yeah, no. Hey. If I'm Detroit, I'm not necessarily making any moves to begin
Mm-mm.
with, but I'm not giving up
Mm-mm.
anybody that could potentially help me just to kind of add somebody just to add.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I don't like that from a Detroit perspective. I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm not doing that. yeah, Detroit 10-2 right now, as Jesse pointed out, best record in the Eastern Conference. Right now, just ahead of the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers, like we all predicted.
On the board.
Yeah, Jesse.
Got them better than the Bulls, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Bulls. Lock.
We're going to need some of you guys' predictions on there, by the way.
Slightly tumbled after a four-game losing streak.
They'll find themselves right back in the play-in.
6-5. 6-5.
I predict the Kings start 3-10. Can I write that on the board?
No.
That'd be hella funny if they won today.
Oh, that'd be great.
It hurts me that I'm so out on my team. I like the Kings, man. I like the players and everything, but they elicit no confidence right now.
Yeah, like, why would you be confident in this?
No confidence.
Why would you be confident in this team doing anything?
Jeez. This is just a badass week.
We didn't lose confidence in them. They lost the ability to have our confidence. Like, you don't get that privilege. You don't get the privilege of our confidence anymore.
Yeah.
You've lost that.
I can't depend on these guys. I can't Mm-mm. trust these guys to do what they're supposed to do to win basketball games.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know when that will ever come back with this particular group.
Well, so yeah, like, say they win today, it's like, what's that doing for anyone?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Do they play Sunday or Monday?
Sunday against the Spurs. So, yeah.
1 o'clock start for that one, too. It's right in the middle they of gonna football get day.
Niners game. I think I might be going to a Sac State basketball game, too. Choosing Sac State basketball overall that my Niners are playing. But they should handle business. It's the Cardinals.
Famous last words.
Monday.
We'll revisit that one on Monday.
I'm not writing that on the board.
Here's your prediction. Here's my prediction for the weekend. Kings beat the Timberwolves by 1 tonight, lose by 30 to the Spurs on Sunday.
And they go, you know, I don't usually do it. I'll be trying to, like, find a way for the teams and stuff like that. I'm always like, it's not like pie in the sky. I'm trying to think of, like, how you can win. I don't see any way they win on Sunday.
I feel like
they're going to get waxed on Sunday.
They're going to be the first team to lose the rebounding battle 60-0.
Victor Wembanyama can quadruple-double.
Like, they're not going to get a single rebound, and Fox is going to go for 40.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. You see, De'Aaron, the NBA just pushed this out a minute ago. De'Aaron is the... he has the most points per game in the NBA Cup.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's 60 will help.
Yeah, 33 and some change, I think, was the number. 33 point something was the number.
De'Aaron got some nice little accolades, man, for his career. Like, you got something like that. His playoff average, even though it's one series, is probably somewhere around, like, 26. You know what I mean? You can say in that... In that series, he was doing what he was doing. So he got some nice little things on his resume so far. We'll see. It'll all be on display in this April.
They got
he going to the playoffs.
Oh, he absolutely is. And they got Golden State again tonight in their cup game.
Mm.
So they gave us a pretty good one earlier in the week. We'll see what it looks like.
Spurs those guys, one,
but
Spurs.
Also, by the way, Philly and Detroit's tonight.
Mm. NBA Cup. Let's go.
This is exciting. We're going to miss all of this. It's like, I'm looking at this schedule. Man, this is good stuff. Oh, I'm not going to get to see a single second of it.
Just going to have to go back and watch.
That's it. Oh, and in a game in the complete opposite spectrum, the Clippers and the Mavericks is tonight also.
Goodness gracious.
We'll discuss those two teams later in a more roundabout way.
Did you know, and I don't think this will, like, really come into play.
Still in Kevin's segment again.
I don't think it'll really come into play, but OKC has the Clippers' number one pick, or first round pick. Currently, it would be 7.
Mm. Yeah, right now the Thunder hold the 7th, and I mean lottery, of course, but they hold the 7th and 9th picks right now.
Who's the 9th?
Oh my
Utah.
Gosh.
Utah.
Thunder gonna mess around and draft Koa Pete. Oh my gosh. This is never gonna end. This is never gonna end.
That or just choose the picks for Giannis.
The 60s Celtics are back.
My God.
Chet Holmgren in the role of Bill Russell. He's not going to have to face the racial discrimination that Bill Russell faced, but Chet is as black as Bill Russell.
Shout out, Chet.
When I saw Chet do his first sit-down interview, I was like, brother, I apologize. We're going to find out in 5 years. He's like Isaiah Hartenstein. Like, oh, brother Chet. Yeah, brother Chet.
We were familiar with your game, but we didn't know it was official. It is.
Chet's official lineup is cold. The beard is trimmed perfect. Yeah, Chet's enjoying NBA life right now.
I like my boy Chet too. I like Chet. But yeah, it's just,
what are they, 10-1 there? Is it 10-1? 12-1.
That ain't fire.
Yeah.
One day we'll get there.
Denver's,
one day we'll get
who's
there.
Who's we?
Sacramento. One day we'll have.
We'll get where?
To the point where we got like a championship level team. One day. It'll happen. It already happened once in this godforsaken city. It'll happen again.
Can I tell you something? That was so stupid, we're just going to go to commercial break.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You all right in there?
No, we're good. It's just I say a lot of words, cues, and stuff. Sometimes I get them mixed up.
Jesse, you ain't full with Dollar Sign tonight, man? You ain't coming to the venue?
I'm not. Can't.
Jesse's like, no.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Crazy ass question.
Jesse's never been to one of our shows before.
Realistically, because I know we could say Kendrick, but Kendrick's not going to be on tour anytime soon.
And we won't be introducing him if he is.
Who realistically would get you to come out to our show?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I don't know. Like,
are you a concert person?
Not really. Like, no. I saw 50 Cent in Mountain View once. That was cool.
That wasn't the recent one, though, was it?
Yeah, that was his last.
That was the last one, not that long ago.
He was in Golden One the last time.
So no, he did Mountain View too.
He went. He came back and did Mountain View.
He did. That was his. Mountain View's the Bay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good call. I almost went to a Ghetto Boys concert with my dad, but I think something happened to Bushwick Billy passed. I think.
Well, there's a reason to not go.
But other than that, yeah, I'm not a concert guy.
You almost went to a Ghetto Boys concert with your dad.
Yeah, my uncles and stuff.
That's the title. There's the show right there. Yeah, almost went to a Ghetto podcast, Boys yeah. concert with my dad. All right. So give Jesse some gin and he'll rap Ghetto Boys. So you're a big Scarface guy.
Sure. I guess. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't love music the only as much rapper, as you guys do.
Okay.
Like, I like music, but like, I'm like, I don't like listen to albums and stuff. I just listen to songs that sound cool.
Okay.
Understand.
All right.
Understand. Like, I was outside on Friday for the Kings game and stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I saw Jesse. I didn't see him in person, though. People sent me a text message like, is that who I think it is?
Was he on the scooter?
No. This was in the arena.
Oh.
Yeah, shout out Ryan. He came up to me, said what's up.
Yeah. Okay. Jesse famous, bro.
Oh, no doubt.
Jesse famous.
No doubt.
Jesse would be like one of those athletes that like push the camera though. Get that camera out of my face.
I'm like Ja, bro. I got a cover in there. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. No, that video is going to get played out by me, I'm telling you, because I laugh every time.
The job video? No, the job video is funny. He blocks the camera, and they just switch to a different camera.
Leave Ja alone.
Like, man, you do know there's like 50 of them in the arena, right? Come on, dog.
Oh, man, that one gets me every time.
That's your boy. Y'all really want Ja here, huh?
Yeah. If the price is right.
At this point, fine. Yeah, this when the conversation first started, it was like, I don't know, man. Today, sure. I'll try. Go ahead. Whatever y'all want. Let's
Why
try
not?
It. See what happens. Who knows? Who knows? I haven't been following. I mean, there was only a handful of games last night. I don't think Memphis played.
They ain't been doing nothing
Toronto
good.
Toronto beat Cleveland. Nah.
They might be on a losing streak still.
Hey. Were we wrong about Phoenix?
No. James said something the other day that makes me have an answer that quick.
Okay.
They've had the easiest strength of schedule in the NBA.
Well, they just beat a team that's now 1-11.
I think Jalen Green's going to miss some time coming up, too.
Damn, their last, got back.
I got to double check. I'm pretty sure I saw something yesterday.
Their last five games were Clippers. Clippers, Pelicans, Mavericks, and Pacers.
Yeah. No, they
did beat the Spurs.
Nah, that was surprising. That was good. That was good.
If it wasn't, this is crazy. This is nuts. If it wasn't for the Spurs, their highest quality win would be against the Kings.
Oh, man.
That's their
that's
schedule.
That's saying something. And they've lost to Utah.
I had breakfast with Dana and Automatic on Sunday.
Okay.
Otto is that's the morning show over on KSFM, and Otto he flies to Phoenix as their one of their in-house DJs, and he kept telling me, "Oh man, we're back. We're good." like come on, man, stop. Like, I've watched you guys play like unfortunately like three times. You're not good. He's like, "No, I'm telling you, man. They're better. They're good." Like, all right, Otto, cool. Now I'm looking at him like 8-5. Like,
Jalen Green going to be reevaluated in 4 to 6 weeks.
What the hell?
Yeah, that one dropped yesterday. Yeah.
I missed that. He just came back. And he was actually playing pretty good.
Yeah.
Fine. That's a good start for them. I'm just going to have to be late to the
Better
party.
Better than 3. Oh, that's fine. Oh, I'm not going to this party. I'm not going to this party. I was just asking a question.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're not. They'll come back down to earth, I guess.
I'm not going to this party. I just said a week ago I enjoyed watching the Bulls play. They haven't won since.
Oh, man.
Did our screens just go black?
Yeah, and I just went out.
Jesus Christ.
Wide Orbit says the radio server is not available.
What?
No, it'll come back. I think we're good now.
Fine.
Sometimes the internet goes out periodically, you know.
We're here. You know, it's fine, guys.
This is great.
We're playing Kings basketball here at Odyssey.
There's no one here today either.
There's never anyone here on a Friday. And when the funny thing is, the bosses are always here.
Yeah,
Miller's
here,
Bill's here, Complex, they're always here. Everybody else? Nope. But in fairness, and Mark is always here.
It's nice for a change.
The promotions crew has to work tonight. And the salespeople never have to come in on Friday. I did see Justine just leave, but.
Well, there we go again.
Yeah, hey, shout out to everybody who's actually hearing our show. This is like Harlow's all over again last night.
We're about running as well as the Kings right now.
We're just running through technical difficulties, man. Somewhere 1140's laughing their ass off at this whole production we got.
It's not the internet that Odyssey requires, okay? We expect better here.
Jesse's 5 minutes away from dropping a Doug Christie.
I was about to say, we hold ourselves to a higher standard around here.
Yeah.
I could hook up better internet than this.
On 55, I could hook up better internet than this.
Oh, and my streamer.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Good. It's good. No, we're full on radio show now. Are. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It's over.
Oh, jeez.
Something went wrong. Yeah, you think?
Goodness gracious.
Shut up. Man, I wish we could see what like the Odyssey app numbers look like and what the iHeart numbers look like.
Let me go see what YouTube's talking about.
Because there's about 900 people who just had to go find a place to catch the show. We're back. No, we're back.
Click the try again.
Only lost our entire audience. That's fine.
Oh yeah, that number's way down.
Literally, everybody just said, "F this." I'm out of here. This is a true Sacramento Kings performance.
We're gonna end up on awful announcing. You think the team is bad? Look at the radio station.
Awful
announcing said something the other day. What did they have? Oh, I bookmarked it too because it was awful announcing. I can't remember it. I'm looking for it, but it's not coming up.
Is it just me too, or is it just when the stream goes out? It's like, oh, what are we supposed to do? It's like, no, pick up the rundown, genius.
What is it we're supposed to do?
Yeah, the show's
our
fine.
Our job.
Yeah, the show's fine.
That's what it was. Awful announcing. This isn't their story, but MLS Apple to scrap the MLS season pass, and now the games will be on all Apple platforms, just like we told them to do 2 years ago. When I haven't watched the MLS game or seen a highlight in 2 years.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to do that. The MLS is not a league where it's like people are clamoring to watch.
Well, I think Apple only costs like $5 or $6. Like, don't ask people to pay more for that. You don't have enough content.
Right.
That's the thing with Apple. Apple actually produces great content. The morning show is really, really good. They've had movies, shows. Like, they've done a really, really good job. But it's very, very limited. If you're going to add something like you didn't make people pay for baseball.
Right.
Yeah. It was just part of what you did. Yeah. Like, don't make people pay for MLS. Like, this is where I disagree with you, but it partly is because everything I use, I don't use like the home apps on like a TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have Apple TVs connected, so everything is synced throughout the house. And when you use like the Apple TV box, whether you have the Apple TV service or not, mm-hmm. the channel, you get those ads for, you get the, you know, the backsplash of MLS. Mm. So while you're saying, I never see it, I see it every time I turn the TV on. I just never do anything with it because I know it cost me like $50 or something.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing that.
I don't even know. You know who won the MLS Cup?
No.
Miami.
I know who didn't.
Miami did? Was Messi playing?
Yeah, Messi. I'm pretty sure, yeah. If not, then I don't know. Maybe they paid Messi off to Apple because that was his.
But I'm the wrong person to ask. I would never know.
Messi was getting part of the revenue.
Unless we did.
Yeah, right.
Unless it was the Republic. Other than that, I wouldn't know.
MLS also switching to the regular season of all the other leagues. So there'll be fall to spring, which I don't know if that's a good idea in America.
Oh, they're changing the timing of their season.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Jesse, you've talked about it. You said it makes sense when they're talking about the rest of the world. I get it.
Yeah, because you line up with everyone else, like international windows and stuff like that. It also, like, it's time for them to kind of just keep up.
Mm.
Like, it's weird that they don't have promotion and relegation and stuff.
Mm.
Anybody lock into Patriots Jets last night?
I didn't. I mean, I saw the score.
I did for a bit, and then it's like, oh, yeah, the Jets are going to lose, and then I changed it.
Let me remind everybody before we dive into the NFL that you can head over to ESPN1320.com and nominate a high school player of the week. Mm. We're taking submissions all the way up until 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night, and we're going to name our first, ESPN1320's first high school player of the week on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So get your submissions in. All of the rules are right there on the page. Everything we need from you is right there on the page, ESPN1320.com. If there is someone you want to nominate, head over there right now. We're going to be doing this every week moving forward. Our high school player of the week, head over to ESPN1320.com and get your submissions in now.
And it doesn't have to be, but my guess is that player of the week might come from football. We got some big-time mm-hmm. playoff games tonight, man. Mm-hmm. So I know Division One is going crazy with Folsom and Downey, Monterey Trail, Intercom. I think Russ Dog is doing that game. I think okay. Russ Dog said he's reffing Monterey Trail and Intercom. So that's a good one.
Everybody go heckle him. What are you, blind? It's a flag.
Did you see, and this would be great cinema, did you see we may potentially have a Grant Folsom rematch in the championship game?
Oh, okay.
The bracket is lined up for that.
Okay.
Now both teams got a long way to go. They got to win like two games
yeah.
to get there. But that would be – I'd like to see that. I think Grant will play better this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully ESPN 1320's internet's playing better this time around. Shout out to everybody who came back.
Thank you.
After – being unceremoniously dismissed for a stretch there. So the Patriots win, I think, their eighth game in a row.
Man,
started the season at 1-2, sitting at 9-2 now.
Yeah, they're 9-2. Who's coming out the AFC?
I don't know. I don't know who's coming out of either conference.
Yeah. Well, like at least in the NFC, like the Rams you feel good about. The Seahawks you feel good about. The Eagles and the Lions right there. Like those four teams, like, yeah, these are like legit mm-hmm. contenders. AFC, it's kind of like... Maybe the Bills will kind of fall into
it. Is it because they're
like
new?
The Ravens.
Is it because the AFC teams are new?
The Broncos offense has looked pretty weak the last few weeks. It's like they're not strong. The Patriots, I'm pretty high-ish on them.
I think
but if you want to question them, you look at their schedule, they haven't really beat too many great teams. The Bucs was a good win.
I still like the Colts.
The Colts, I don't trust yet.
I understand.
I don't trust
I still
them
like
yet.
The Colts. I thought they had a great trade deadline.
And after that, it's just kind of a toss-up. So AFC, like, there's no real... Like, unless you pick the Patriots, no I think the strong contenders.
I think the thing is Buffalo, like, is still lingering, mm-hmm. and I think until they're not, I'm going to believe that Kansas City is in the conversation. So it's less Buffalo and Kansas City and more Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. They're just going to linger over that conference until they're eliminated.
And shout out to Kyle Madsen.
Yeah.
Ravens
are on the way.
Lurking.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Lamar's here.
Mm.
It's kind of shaping up that way, I feel.
I think they're winning that division.
Mm. Yeah, I think so, too.
Part of that is I think Pittsburgh stinks.
Pittsburgh's missing the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, that's a one-bid league.
Yeah.
One-bid division,
facts.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah, facts. Facts.
So they would, man, I'm trying to, let me pull it up real quick. I think off the top of my head, they would take on, it'd probably be 4 or 5.
Who?
The Ravens. So they probably.
Right now, that's the Chargers in the fifth spot.
Yeah, they'd probably.
Yeah, they'd probably be 4 because I think. They're going to be the worst division winner. Mm. So they'll always be 4.
4 or 5, which would have. So check this out. The Ravens. Say the Ravens win the North.
Yeah.
4 or 5, you take on
your boy.
The Chargers.
Yep.
And then
Harbaugh wild card doesn't have the same ring to it
crazy.
As Harbaugh Bowl does.
That.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going towards. Yeah,
that's
the Harbaugh
about
game.
The path for Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to these teams, but then you would get the Colts or the Patriots.
Well, that's the thing. The Colts are losing first round. If I think it lines up. Okay, let me ask you this. Are you taking the Colts or the Chiefs in the wild card game?
Right now they play Jacksonville.
I know, but Jacksonville's going to miss.
Yeah, Jacksonville's not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm moving the Chiefs up. What'd
you call them? A one bid? it's the same thing for the South.
Yeah,
that's the one Jacksonville's not making.
Like I take the Chiefs over the Colts.
I don't know.
I'm really disrespecting Indianapolis. I don't know. But I just don't buy it right now.
But that's it. It's
a Daniel Jones thing. I need to see it in the playoffs, I guess.
That's okay. I don't think anyone's ever seen it in the playoffs. Yeah. Daniel Jones.
Okay, so now I'm thinking more on Baltimore here. Say that does happen. That means it's probably Chiefs, Bills in the second round. Oh, they recede to them.
No.
No, they don't recede, I don't think, do they?
No, they do. They don't recede, but the one seed would take on the Chiefs, not the Ravens. Because
the one seed has the bye.
Yeah, and they would take,
so
on, the
take on the
lowest
seed. They're waiting to take on
the lower seed. So, yeah, it wouldn't exactly.
Yeah, they do recede, actually.
Hmm.
So.
So what you're trying to do is work your Ravens Super Bowl prediction.
Ravens Niners.
Into reality.
Did I say Ravens? I said Ravens.
I don't think you said Ravens Niners. I don't know who you said. I think you said.
You said Ravens.
Did you say Philadelphia?
I think I said Eagles. Ravens, Eagles.
Feels wrong.
I know I didn't
kinda
say
kinda does.
Packers.
Yeah. I know. Well, wait a minute.
And then I didn't
who
have
who said
the
Packers? Oh, did I?
You might have.
Well, everybody but me.
I took the D'Lo route. I don't think I ever made a prediction, so I'm kind of. I'll go Rams.
Did I say
Rams
Packers?
Chiefs right now?
No, we're not. No, we're not doing
Rams
that.
Chiefs right
no,
now.
We're not doing that. We're gonna go
receding, receding. Jesse's receding. Hold on. What's going on the board? Well,
yeah, put his
on
Packers prediction.
Hold on. Super Bowl predictions. Kenny's writing on the board here. Wait, you're writing mine. What's mine? Wait, we don't know that I said Packers. Well, this dummy wrote Super Bowl predictions and then wrote D'Lo Packers versus ?
You didn't know you had the Packers in there.
And then Jesse,
Casey's writing Ravens Eagles.
Oh, wait, yeah, he's just making mine up.
First Cowboys.
Raiders. Well, we get a Super Bowl
preview. Shout out Sky River
this Monday, Sky River Casino. Goodness gracious.
I'll win that one.
You have bastardized this board with this behavior. Packers versus ? I truly can't remember
Zabo
what my prediction was.
Zabo will find out who it was.
Maybe I
had. And I don't think Jesse did.
I might have had Packers versus.
Did you say Bills?
Bills?
Yeah, you probably had Packers, Bills. Gross. Yeah, write the Bills on there.
There we go.
So now we're just speculating on what's going
on. No, Packers, Bills, I said it in the NFL, right?
That's fine. Yours says Raiders, Cowboys, and that's staying up. Did you have the Lions?
I never made a prediction, I don't think.
Are we positive?
No, because remember, I had the Lions as my one of my. I had the Lions as one of my four out teams.
I don't think you had the
Eagles. I didn't have the Lions. I didn't have the Eagles either.
Did you have the Rams? You didn't have the Rams.
I must have had the Packers.
Jesse, did you believe in the Lions? Or were
we did 4-4. I had them 4 out.
I did, too.
I didn't even love that, but it was kind of took it.
Had the Lions out?
Yeah.
I'll put my bowl prediction up there.
Well, you had Kansas City out, didn't you?
Yeah, I had Kansas City and Detroit both missing it.
Well, Kansas City is out. Detroit's not.
You don't have to take that to the board either. It's up to you. Just whatever you want to stand on. So
I'm going to stand on business. I'll put it up there.
I don't remember who I took out. I can go back through our notes. I should do that. Pull
I walked that back, actually, after week two.
Yeah, we were wrong about the Lions. It was easy.
Although.
I don't think it was week two that you walked it back. I mean, I think we eventually did, but I don't think it was week two.
No, the Lions was, really quick. The Chiefs
was, it?
Was not. The Chiefs, I was like, yeah, I still got that in my back.
I don't even think you walked the
Chiefs
back.
Chiefs still might be right.
The Lions might be right. I'm telling you, the Lions. I'm irrationally.
As far as missing out?
I'm irrationally looking forward to the possibility of that final game of the season. Lions-Bears for a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say the Bears got that yet. I mean, they're both 6-3, but Lions just handed play calling duties to Dan Campbell, and they kind of lit up on offense on Sunday. So we'll see what it's looking like. I think the Lions are kind of trending up right now. Not that the Bears aren't, but the Lions might be hitting their stride.
The Lions to close. They got that's a good game, Sunday Night Football at Detroit. Hello. Or excuse me, at Philadelphia.
I do think the Bears are making the playoffs too, though.
Hmm.
I think it'll come down to that last spot again, the seventh spot in the wild card.
So the South and the East are one bid divisions, and the
you'll get three out of the West or three out of the North.
Yeah.
Carolina, they're not ready yet. So it's just between San Francisco, Green Bay, I think.
Oh, I would love for Green Bay to miss everything.
Okay.
That would be great.
Anyone got the standings in front of them?
Yeah, yeah. I got them.
All right. Let's see. Jesse, I don't think yours are in here. I had the Steelers out. I had the Commanders out. And I had the Chargers out.
Say it one more time.
Man.
You said you had the Commanders out?
Yes.
Okay.
Steelers out. Steelers out. Commanders out. Chargers out. Okay. In. Bengals.
Well.
Okay. 49ers.
Flacco guy.
I had the 49ers in and the Jaguars in. KC had the Steelers out.
Yeah, get them out.
The Bucks out. Well, and the Packers out.
Well, the Packers might happen.
Had the Falcons in.
Well.
The 49ers in. And the Bengals in.
Jeez, you guys' playoff teams in might just all miss out. So you guys might get six out, none in.
I was on the fence about Minnesota. Uh-huh. KC was on the fence about his beloved Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, they going to make it. Chargers going to make it. Let's go.
You put your Super Bowl prediction in here. For some reason, I didn't. But there's something in here that says, I think the Eagles will have a great regular season, but I can't put them back in. So that it must have been Packers versus Bills.
That's what we'll go with.
Because the next line I wrote as a talking point is someone in the AFC has to break through. Otherwise, Kansas City's looking at their sixth appearance in 7 years. That leads me to believe I was setting up Packers-Bills. There it is. You wrote
D-Lo,
it up for Packers.
D-Lo did not predict Packers-Bills Super Bowl, but he did say, I think the Packers are going to win the championship.
I remember it.
I think the Packers, there's a real chance Packers don't make the playoffs.
You think so? Chance.
Yeah. Because I think they have, by some of these losses and the way they've looked, they've now gotten themselves into,
But you know what?
Wild card territory.
Yeah, but you know what? That stupid tie. That tie could help them, and it's not a loss, and they could get bailed out by it.
Check out the schedule. Check it out here. I got it right here.
Okay.
You've got the Giants this week. That should be a dub.
They might be rejuvenated with their new interim head coach.
Everybody playing for a job.
No.
And they're at MetLife.
Wait, I'm sorry. Isn't Jameis Winston the quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Jameis good for one, though.
That's true. It might not be this one, but Jameis is good for one.
The Packers trying to avoid losing three straight games. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But they got the Giants. Then it gets a little dicey.
Okay.
You got Vikings at Lions.
Wait a minute. Why is the
divisional game?
Okay.
All right. Vikings.
Yep.
At Lions.
Okay.
Home Bears. At Broncos. At Bears. Home Ravens.
So
finish off at Vikings.
So here's what I'll say about the Lions and Bears. All those three teams are equal.
I agree.
The Bears are probably playing the best right now out of the three. The Lions are probably the best of the three teams, and the Packers are just obnoxious.
Also,
these guys literally haven't played their division. They got two with the Bears, two with the Vikings, one with the Lions.
Goodness gracious, man.
I've been seeing some things here to the streets. Shout out Katie Caraway. Matt LaFleur could be coaching for his job.
Well, now, see, that would be ridiculous.
I've seen that. I've seen it.
I hear you. That'd be ridiculous.
All right. If they miss out on
the
playoffs.
Keep your ear out of the streets.
I'm just saying.
You locked on Packers over there?
You stumble across these things, and it's like, I'm not saying like, oh, he is or anything like that, but it's like, huh, they're talking about that on the radio, things pop up enough.
Coaches would fire their coach to hire Matt LaFleur.
I agree. The Packers.
Hopefully the Raiders would.
Yeah.
Someone much better than the Raiders would fire their coach to hire Matt LaFleur.
I always look at, and the tie does make things a little wonky, but I look at 10 wins. Packers got 5 more wins in them. Also, they've lost one of the best tight ends in the game.
Yeah.
They might miss it.
They might. Yeah, they might. They might.
You got the Athletic writing about Matt LaFleur's job, too. Just saying.
Streets the Athletic, talking. Half of what the Athletic does is write about people's jobs.
Hey, they're talking about it at press conferences. No, we're not going to fire him, but I'm just saying.
Damn.
I'm not saying that he is, like I said, but it's just people are talking on the streets.
They're going to drop Chris. I'm not saying they should have fired him, but I understand. We'll come back. Okay, this is a mess. This is why we can't talk football. It just turns into this. We've got the Packers out. We've got the Ravens winning the Super Bowl at this point.
And Matt LaFleur losing his job.
And Matt LaFleur is fired. It's T-Lo and Casey on ESPN 13.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
1920. Amazon low-key got a lot of channels.
Oh, it's fire.
Oh, look at, they got the R&B and chill channel.
Bro.
Hold on, what's up here?
It's fire, bro.
Hold on, man.
Yeah.
Wait, this remote barely works, so I'm just...
Oh, it's her, YG. Hey.
Her dropped a new album today.
Oh, you know where I was. Girl, you know where
no,
I was
not her. Summer Walker dropped a new album today.
You know I was tapped in on that. That's my girl right there.
Yeah. Shout out, I had no idea that was on the way.
What a fantastic rollout by Summer Walker. Do you remember when she went to the award show with the old white man?
I do, yes.
And everybody was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It was all part of the rollout.
Yeah.
Great job. One of the best rollouts I've seen in
which means if you caught the album cover or the award show individually without the other, you're confused as hell.
Great job by my girl Summer. Absolutely fantastic job. So, yeah, I gotta tap into that, see what's going on there. The Wale only got a new album out too. I want to tap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, R.I.P. Wale at the show tonight.
Should have been debuting.
The timing sure works. We thought Wale was going to be performing that new album at our show tonight.
Damn it.
But no, not so much. Only thing worse than Odyssey's internet is Odyssey's remote control. Oh my God. I got tired of watching the same basket. You want to watch UFC? You're a big UFC guy. Oh, there's boxing. What do you think is on boxing right now? It's just a channel that said, oh, that
it's,
says DAZN.
It's DAZN boxing. So it's probably, my guess is it's like Anthony Joshua or something
like
that.
It's Floyd Mayweather from 2014.
Oh, Marcos Maidana. Which one? Is this the first one or the second one?
I don't know. But
I think it's the second one. Yeah.
I'm trying to turn it there, but you know, this doesn't work.
You know, in this fight, I think it was in the second one, Maidana clipped the hell out of Floyd right at the end of the round.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him as flush as Floyd's ever been hit. And Floyd kind of does a walk going back to the corner. And that's like a what if in boxing. Like, what if
the round was still.
Yeah, what if that was with a minute and a half left?
Mm-hmm.
But like Floyd took, they always slow it down. And Floyd. It does a little walk going back to the corner.
Well, that's Buster. Wasn't Buster saved by the bell in that fight against Tyson? Didn't Mike get him and Buster got up and the round ended?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he didn't get a chance to really go to work.
Was it the sixth round?
I think it was. Honestly, I believe it was right before the knockout.
Oh, was it?
It might have been two rounds before.
Okay.
Because he got him late in the fight.
The knockout was in the 10th?
Yeah. And okay, he so maybe it was the 8th or 9th.
Okay.
Because he did that right before he got knocked out.
Okay. Okay, so then it was the 8th. For some reason, I was thinking Tyson got knocked down in the 8th, but he only got knocked down the once.
Yeah.
He just didn't get back up.
Still, we talk about it, but that is...
Reaching for his mouthpiece. If you weren't...
Unbelievable.
Like, do you know the... do you understand the impact of that? Like...
Of Tyson?
That upset? Like, it's universally the biggest upset in the history of professional sports. Does it register at all with you?
The impact, no. I mean, like, I know about it, the history of it, but just, like, there's... Some things like from back then, I was like, oh, yeah, like you still feel that. Like, that's not one of them.
The country was.
Well, because I think as time.
Tyson lost. Like, Mike Tyson lost.
But I think as time kind of passed, though, Tyson, like, I think maybe at that moment, Tyson was this big boogeyman. And then as time passed, like, no, Holyfield actually was better than him. Like, when I was a kid, like, these guys all were better. It's like maybe Tyson wasn't. Well, he didn't have that boogeyman status.
And that's what we were. The next fight was Tyson Holyfield. Mm-hmm. That was supposed to happen in 91. Mm-hmm. And of course, it doesn't. Buster and Holyfield happens. Fat Buster.
Holyfield beat the crap out of him.
Just destroyed him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then we had, I mean, Evander had a couple with Riddick Bowe.
Yeah, those were classic.
But he had, that Foreman fight was.
Foreman was a classic.
That Foreman fight was crazy.
Yeah, but I know, like, just talking about Mike Tyson as a kid, people were like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, he was the best ever. It was like, yeah, but Holyfield got him. Yeah, but, like, yeah, it was just kind of more of the story then.
You know, the only thing close to it. And look, I'm just being fair here. I'm just being real.
Whew.
The only thing close to it, what you see?
Well, I had to look something up. I couldn't remember if George Foreman was still with us or not. No. Yeah. But I was the relief was, okay, we lost him recently.
Yeah,
relatively recently.
About a year ago?
It was March.
Yeah. R.I.P., man. The only thing close to it, once again, I'm just being fair here. Is when Ronda Rousey got her ass beat.
Holly Holm kicked
Ronda
her in the head.
Ronda was doing to these women what Tyson was doing. It was like, who gonna beat Ronda Rousey?
You know what's funny
about? She
got
knocked out the way she did. That was
when. You know what's funny about that is when you the hindsight, and like Tyson, I'm 10, so I don't know what's going on. Right. Like you learn stuff later in life, like oh. This is what was happening.
A matter of
so
time.
So it's like, okay, I guess, like, okay. With Ronda, when she did the press conference with Holly Holm, she was, like, screaming in Holly Holm's face. She normally doesn't say anything. She's, like, completely stoic, and she's screaming. And it's like, immediately, it's like, yo, what's wrong with her? Mm-hmm. Like, that's odd. And who also, like, why is she... She didn't do that to Miesha Tate. She hated Miesha Tate.
Right.
Like, why is she... She literally snapped Miesha Tate's arm. Like, multiple times. Why is she doing that to Holly Holm? Mm. Fight ends and you go, she was like in her head before this thing even started. Like her interviews were weird. Everything was weird. Watching her get her ass whipped was actually funny. It was like, yo, this like
to the choir here.
Oh my God, man.
I enjoyed that one.
And then I thought, okay, you've got this comeback story everybody's going to be invested in. Like, she's fine. And then
Amanda Nunes just...
that kick to the head was a relief. And then when she stormed out of the octagon, it's like, all right, sweetie.
When Amanda
call Vince McMahon.
When Amanda got her hands on her, oh man, Amanda beat the crap out of her.
And when you say Amanda got her hands on her, boy,
beat the crap out of her. Now, but the whole point of it was Ronda had that type of aura.
Mm-hmm.
As a fighter before Holly Holm, it was like, right, no, these women ain't going. They were talking about Cyborg. They're, Cyborg, the only one that could beat her. Like, that's it. That would have a chance.
Yeah.
And when she got knocked out, that's akin to Mike. But obviously, I was a kid, so it probably feels a little different being a kid as an adult. But I was just
Mike reaching for that mouthpiece. Yeah. It's like it's almost poetic. Like, he gets knocked down and he's on all fours and he's kind of like looking around and he grabs his mouthpiece and he stands up and he puts it in his mouth. And is it Richard Steele? I don't remember who the referee was.
I think it was Richard.
Hey, it's over. It's over, like, man. No. And Mike doesn't even, Mike's just like, yeah, it's Mike over.
This was at his peak too?
His perceived.
We peak. Thought it yeah. was like.
Well, yeah, for Mike Tyson.
No one yeah. thought, no but, one thought that. This fight wasn't even a thought.
No.
Like, it was absolutely not a thought.
40-1, right? That's
yeah. I remember the night my grandpa was like, hey, you know, you got to go shower, do all your night stuff. I was like, I'm going to miss it. He was like, no, just hurry up. So I come back, and because we live next door to each other. I come running back over, and I'm like, is it over? No. It was like the third round or something. I was like, okay. Sat there and watched Mike lose.
Man. Yeah, he was so... Was it his peak? His peak was probably Spinks.
But yeah.
And I think this was yeah. within 12
Spinks
months.
Spinks was 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spinks was 90.
So, I mean, at that fight, he looked, there was nobody that was ever going to beat him after the Spinks. It was like, bro, he just did mm-hmm. what to this man? Yeah. To this
the
champion?
90 seconds, 91 yeah. seconds.
So, I would, yeah, it was his peak. Nobody was even
everybody. No one
about
was thinking. Everyone was thinking about the Holyfield fight because mm-hmm. everyone knew that was next. So it was like Tyson and Holyfield. And I think the aura of that fight got way bigger because I remember even then. Well, this is a big deal. Like, it was a way bigger deal in '96 mm-hmm. because you had waited 5 years for it,
right.
And now Holyfield, you know, it emerged as the champ, and he was. This and he was that, and now Tyson's, you know, out of jail. Yeah, he's coming to get his. He's coming to get his. He's coming to get his belt, and obviously that did not happen. It was. I mean, and again, it. You asked, was it his peak? It was the beginning of his downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought Buster Douglas a year and a half after he fought Spinks.
Mm.
Yeah.
What did do you have the Spinks fight? Was that 89?
Yeah, it might have 88. Been 88.
Oh, wow.
27, 1988, and then he fought Buster Douglas February 11th, 1990.
I'll tell you this, though. We can go on to the other sports. If somebody getting – it don't matter who. If somebody getting knocked out on December 14th.
Oh, yeah. It's not that. Gosh. Yeah.
No, it's going to be everywhere. If somebody getting knocked out on – Joshua.
It's Anthony Joshua, that's right.
If Jake gets knocked out –
Anthony Joshua is the big black dude.
Yeah. He come from –
That's yeah, I knew there was something I didn't
friend
like.
Friend of the show, that. Anthony Joshua.
Nicky friend Bones. Of the show, right. Yeah.
For the hustlers.
When you were allowed to have sound keys, I believe that one was on one of them.
The gangsters.
That's actually why Jonathan took your Roadcaster away, was because of your abuse of the sound keys.
That hockey was literally only for me and KC too.
Yeah.
From the hustlers.
Most of this show is just an inside joke. We try to like the whole show we're trying to make one another laugh.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.